We are kicking off this Wellness Wednesday. I've got DJ Renaissance, aka Commander Braxton, in the studio with me.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty well. It's another Wednesday morning. How about you?
Hanging in there myself. But thank you so much for inviting me to referee for the water balloon battle last week. It was an absolute blast. And it's those types of events that you just sort of pinch yourself like, I'm getting paid to do this. Because again, you're in the United States Navy and able to do that. But again, it was a nice crowd, and as if we're kids again, we're playing in the water and people are trash talking each other, and it was truly an honor. And so thank you so much for having me, and I hope that I'll be able to support JEA in other events too, as you are wrapping up for the Navy ball this year.
Yes, ma'am. Well, again, appreciate you refereeing and, you know, keeping everyone in order and maintaining the peace.
Order and discipline. That's in the military.
That's right. We did have a blast. We had a good time. And speaking of health and staying active and fit, you know, and how that goes hand in hand with what we eat, you know, how we balance our physical levels and our metabolism with the food that fuels us. Today, you had an interesting thought of delving into fiber.
Yes, we talked a little bit about that last week with DJ Katie, and I wanted to elaborate on that more. Fiber is actually, it's Mother Nature's broom, and it sort of helps just clean out your intestinal tract. Fiber can definitely help for people who are trying to lose weight, because again, it helps, it bulks up your output, etc., and it keeps you full. And so there's two types of fiber. And fiber is a non-digestible carbohydrate found as a component in plant foods. And human digestive systems don't have the enzyme necessarily to break down all that fiber so it passes through your system without getting fully digested. So again, dietary fiber comes in all different types of foods, such as beans and whole grains. And functional fiber, on the other hand, is added to food during manufacturing. And you could either take it as a supplement. So sometimes, I don't work for these companies, but Metamucil, for example, that is a fiber content. So sometimes people will take those types of fibers for consumption. So there's two types of fiber. One is soluble fiber. And soluble, if you think about science classes, it dissolves in water. And so you may have noticed that with oatmeal becomes gummy when sitting out. And that's because oatmeal contains soluble fiber. And then after a while, the soluble fiber soaks up water and forms a gel. And it's highly viscous, or viscous is thick. And you can find soluble fiber in citrus fruits, barley, chia seeds, and legumes.
What other type of, you said soluble, and there's another type as well, correct?
The other type of soluble fiber is insoluble fiber. And insoluble fiber is low viscosity. And so insoluble fiber does not dissolve in water, and our bodies don't digest it. And so foods that contain insoluble fiber include whole grains, bran, and other vegetables. So again, if you are trying to lose weight, these foods can add bulk to your diet and fill your belly and your plate without adding extra calories to your meal. And so again, many meal replacement bars will contain decent amount of fiber to help you feel full. And so ideally, it's important to get both soluble and insoluble fiber.
Excellent. So there's a little dive into fiber. I know we've got more in store. We're going to be digging into some more edibles this morning. So stay dialed in and keep jamming out.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN the Eagle, serving America's best.
Fiber, it's a good thing, and your body needs it and breaks it down. And speaking of breaking down, let's break down some fiber, these pre and probiotics. DJ Renaissance, help break down some of this biotics and fiber talk this morning.
Well, again, with when we were talking about fiber, you can get prebiotics from fiber materials. Probiotics, prebiotics, etc., are trillions of microbes that live in your GI tract. And every time you eat, you are feeding them. There are probiotics, and so probiotics, if those are considered the good guys, prebiotics are the foods that promote the good guys. And so with prebiotics, you can get those from fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other plants, much of the fiber that passes through your stomach and the small intestine, and relatively intact because humans lack those enzymes, again, to break it down. And so the way to promote lots of different friendly bacteria is to feed them lots of fiber and prebiotics. And so some of the foods that you can get to provide prebiotics for you would be vegetables such as asparagus, onions, garlic, tomatoes, peas, chicory, chickpeas, also known as garbanzo beans, lentils, kidney beans, soybeans, whole foods such as oats, barley, rye, wheat, corn, fruits such as apples, berries, bananas, grapefruit, and watermelon, and then even nuts such as almonds, pistachios, cashews, and other nuts and seeds. One thing I would like to say, because with when cooking beans, it's important to soak them because a lot of people can get a little bit gassy, etc., or get bloated. So again, if you're able to soak your beans and maybe add some apple cider vinegar to that, that can sort of break down that. It's like a polysaccharide coating of the beans, and then you shouldn't have as much irritation. And then when you are adding fiber to your diet, because again, many people don't eat their required amounts of fiber, and so you want to add it slowly, so therefore that you don't get the bloating, etc. And so just slowly increasing it over time. And when you are eating fiber, make sure that you are drinking plenty of water with it, so therefore you don't get stopped up.
Right, so soak the beans, and I've been doing that. I've been soaking beans a good while in my life, and you know, just keep eating a lot of those natural organic foods, like vegetables, fruits, the beans, helps to break down fiber in our bodies. And the fact that we have little, what did you call them? Not creatures, but
microbiomes
in our body, in our stomach. I love visualizing that. Just a bunch of little microbes in there, you know, getting some work done.
Get your cup of coffee or your cup of tea and relax, because you're listening to 106.3 The Eagle. Serving America's best.
Hey, good morning. It's Commander Braxton. And again, we're going to talk a little bit more about fiber for weight loss. And so both types of fiber, again, we were mentioning the soluble and insoluble, have health benefits and can make it easier to maintain a healthy weight. And so by choosing a variety of fiber-rich foods, that you can get suitable fiber daily. So as with any healthy eating plan, it's important to look at the overall nutritional profile of your food choices rather than just focusing on individual nutrients when trying to lose weight. Foods that are excellent for overall nutrition and weight loss and are high in fiber include berries, whole grains, vegetables, beans, legumes, nuts, and seeds. And choosing high fiber foods that are also filling and lower calories is an excellent strategy for obtaining and maintaining a balanced weight. Try adding flax seeds or chia seeds, nuts, and berries to your morning oatmeal, cereal, or smoothie. And you can boost your lunch with whole grain bread or tortillas, out-of-hand fruit such as apples or pears, and try adding leftover cooked whole grains to your usual salad or soup. And at dinner, you can add a side of brown rice, quinoa, and beans, along with a healthy serving of vegetables. So again, the benefits of fiber is that it helps keep you full, and it's a part of a balanced diet that it will improve health outcomes. And fiber can also help balance cholesterol and triglycerides because, again, it is Mother Nature's broom and helping eliminate from your body. And, again, this can help with being protective for heart disease and can minimize certain risks of colon cancer, for example. And since fiber can help regulate blood sugars to slowing down digestion, it also contributes to preventing and managing type 2 diabetes. Fiber can prevent ulcers, particularly those that occur in the small intestine. And in fact, fiber boosts gut health in general by increasing the amount of food available for gut bacteria that work to keep your immune system active, improve digestion, and so much more.
Most of the things that we should really be eating and consuming are that those kind of plant-based, fiber-rich foods that help us in our digestion. Are there any things, types of food that maybe we should stay away from? That would be negative to our bodies?
Well, the only thing I could say is that depending, because some people who have like irritable bowel syndrome, fiber isn't necessarily the best choice for them. Again, I'm not a medical professional as in a provider, so I don't want to steer our listeners wrong. That's something that you definitely want to talk to your primary care provider about. They call it FODMAP, and it has to do with high fibers, etc. And so making sure that you're talking to your primary care provider. And we also have a dietitian based at our parent command in Sigonella, and we can provide that information to you. And so if they wanted to have a video conference, they can do so to get this. But most foods, if you don't have stomach issues, you can have fiber very easily.
Hot enough for you? Try tuning into 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
At our parent command in Sigonella, we have Lieutenant Commander Pamela Love, who is our registered dietitian, and you can reach her by way of the DSN, which would be area code 314-624-4710, or commercial dial would be 011-39-095 866-456-4710. I know that we have had it posted up on the AFN Facebook page as well as for the Navy Medicine Readiness and Training Unit Bahrain pages. You can reach out to Lieutenant Commander Love, and she offers nutrition regimens to meet personal goals, family nutrition counseling, nutrition and pregnancy, eating disorders, food allergies and intolerances, and customized diets based on medical diagnoses. And so you can call and you can get a virtual appointment with her. And so with Virtual Health, it uses video cameras to monitor and connect you with your provider, again, with her being located in Sigonella. The Virtual Health nurse will be there to help you with the clinic during the consultation, helping to facilitate the appointment and perform any assessments needed. And so, again, you just need to ask your primary care provider to order a Virtual Health consult with your dietitian. And then the Health Promotions Administrative Assistant will contact you from Sigonella to see about setting up that appointment. So again, we can see about having that reposted on the Facebook page for AFN so you know how to go about getting consultations.
Start your morning the right way. Cooling off with 106.3 The Eagle.
We're back and digging into all things nutrition, and we're talking specifically about fiber and nutrition and the labels. DJ Renaissance, what else are we delving into?
Sure. Well, again, for the best fiber foods for weight loss are unprocessed and naturally low in sugar. These foods include fruits, vegetables, legumes, nuts, seeds, and whole grains. Choosing high fiber foods allow you to eat a larger volume of food to manage hunger, promote regular digestion, and control cravings while you're still eating to lose or maintain your weight. And remember that weight loss isn't an appropriate goal for everyone, and losing weight doesn't equate to a healthier lifestyle unless your overall habits are physically and mentally sound. So definitely speak to your doctor about your weight loss concerns, goals, and plans. And with that, we were talking about food labels off the air. And so I have a food label here in my hands here. For example, here they're saying is that for dietary fiber, you want to aim for about 25 to 30 grams of fiber a day. And usually in the SAD, which is the standard American diet, it usually is not that much. And so again, if you're incorporating fibrous foods throughout your day, so having oatmeal in the morning, adding different things to your salads, having an apple for lunch, you are able to do those for that. And so another thing is that what you want to look for when you are looking at food labels is you want to look for whole grains, such as whole wheat, whole oats, and make half of your grains whole. The less processed the foods, the better. And I remember Katie said, and I remember this too, is the less legs, the better. So for example, choosing fish over beef or pork, pigs instead. So trying to eat for that way. Also look for added sugars. And if you remember from science class, anything that ends in O-S-E, O-S, that means sugar. And so looking for corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, maltose, dextrose, sucrose, honey, maple syrup, fruit juice concentrate. You want to limit those foods with added sugars. And you also want to take a look at trans and saturated fats. I remember we were talking about saturated fats last week. Saturated fats are the solid ones, such as butter or margarine, whereas unsaturated fats are your olive oils, etc. So ideally, you want to have olive oil instead of that. And also, you want to just take a look at your sodium, monosodium glutamate, and you want to try to limit your sodium intake.
Listen to all your favorite AFN Bahrain DJs in one place. 106.3 The Eagle, serving America's best.
All of this food talk this morning is starting to get my stomach grumbling and growling. I'm starting to get a little bit hungry. DJ Renaissance, tell us a little bit about food management, food portion control. How do we do that and incorporate that into our lifestyle?
Portion control is something that's very, very important. And it just when you think about if you're at the movies and you just like throw the popcorn down and just it's mindless. So making sure that you are eating mindfully. And so, for example, when you're shopping, the number one rule is don't shop when you're hungry, because again, you're more than likely to fill up your market basket with junk food and such like that instead of nutritious things. So make sure that you go shopping after you have eaten, so you're less likely to be tempted by all those sweets and things that are not nutritious for you. So you want to pick items that have the least amount of calories, fat, and sugar per serving. And you want to stick to a serving size noted on the product when you eat it. And it's usually a reasonable portion size. You want to select individual portions of light entrees from the frozen food section. And you want to buy snack foods that are already divided into single servings, so you're not tempted to eat the whole bag or box. When you're eating at home, you want to start your meal with, for example, like a low-calorie soup. That can help give you a feeling of fullness, and so you might not eat as much. Or even having a glass of water, too. Sometimes people do this. Use smaller plates because, again, you're less likely. So if you do fill up a smaller plate, you're still getting less food than if you filled up a larger plate. And don't keep the serving bowls of food on the table. So keep it in the kitchen. So you have to like get up out of your seat to go over and to pick this up. Resist on having second helpings. And remember that cleaning your plate is unhealthy. And I think a lot of us is like, clean your plate or you can't leave the table. You can't get dessert. And that's not always the best thing. So that's the parents and making sure that they're watching and make sure your kids do well. When you're eating out, you want to try to avoid the buffets. I know personally the brunches here and my first degree is in finance. So I often think about the return on investment and you want to eat your money's worth. It hurts my feelings at times.
You know, sometimes I like a few leftovers, you know, mm-hmm. You eat kind of what's half full on my plate and I take, you know, the other half home, kind of make two meals out of one, thinking about the economy of food.
Cold pizza is the best.
Oh,
I mean, in moderation,
me.
But yeah, cold pizza the next day for breakfast. I have no complaints. Also, if you want to order a larger entree, put half of it in a to-go container. So just like you said, before you start eating, and that way you won't be tempted to eat the whole amount. Share your meal with your dining partner, and then also you just eat slowly and have a chance so you know when your body's getting full. It takes about 20 minutes before you actually experience satiety.
Cooling off in the desert with 106.3.
Fiber, pre and probiotics, and portion control. DJ Renaissance, what else is on our plate this morning for Wellness Wednesday?
Sure. When you're choosing fast food, because again, it is inevitable, sometimes that's what you have to go for. Try to have a piece of fruit before you head out. So therefore, you're getting an apple, for example, and you're getting some fiber there. And so that might help keep you from overeating at the restaurant. And have some water, too, before you do have this. Never supersize anything. And consider ordering a kid's meal. And when the restaurants call the kid's meals, they actually contain sensible portions for adults. When you're snacking, don't eat from the package. Place a serving of the snack in a bowl or on a plate, or divide the contents of a large package into several smaller containers, so it's portion control. Learn what sensible portions look like so you don't have to measure the snack food every time. And there's different guidelines. So, for example, 3 ounces of meat is the equivalent of a size of a deck of cards, or one medium potato is the size of an adult fist. Or 1 ounce of meat or cheese is the size of a domino. It's kind of interesting how you can use everyday things to sort of calculate what a food portion would be. Choose light ice cream bars instead of the ice cream by the gallon. And you can store particularly tempting foods out of the immediate eyesight, such as the back of the freezer or on a high shelf. And oftentimes what I do is I just don't buy it just to help minimize the temptation. And then also lastly, when you're selecting beverages can add hundreds of calories a day without making you feel full. So the stomach doesn't know the difference between 16 ounces of water and 16 ounces of soda. But again, with the soda, you have all that extra sugar and calories. And so if you are going to have, as we call it, a sugar-sweetened beverage, pick the smallest size and don't refill the cup or just avoid them altogether. Again, and we've talked this about before for hydration, there's rarely the chance that you really, really, really do need those there's electrolyte replacements. If you're just a weekend warrior, for example, we were doing the water balloon battle. We didn't need to be chugging Gatorade. Water would have just been fine. If you're going to have juice, stick to about 8 ounces of 100% juice. But ideally, you're even better off eating a whole orange rather than having the orange juice, because the whole orange, you're getting the fiber, and it will also get the satiety or the filling. And then also make water your drink of choice because it has zero calories.
Thinking about hydration and electrolytes, one of the things that I used to do a lot during my cycling years, and I think I might have mentioned this before, is pickles and pickle juice. Staying hydrated and keeping those electrolytes pumping as I'm pedaling up and down all those hills.
We're cranking up the heat, Bahrain. It's just what we do. AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.
We were talking about probiotics, and I don't want to neglect them because they are partners with prebiotics. And so probiotics, they live, again, are microbes that are bacteria and fungi, and they help with your GI tract. And so think of probiotics as seeds that you sprinkle on the soil, and with proper care, they turn into flowers that beautify your garden, repelling pests and crowding out the weeds. So the importance for probiotics is they help metabolize your food and produce vitamins, fatty acids, and other nutrients. They regulate your immune system, lower your risk for type 2 diabetes and other chronic diseases, and prevent the bad guys from colonizing your gut. And so oftentimes with probiotics such as lactobacillus, when you think of yogurt and cultures, that's some of the foods that you might think of. But you can think of fermented foods such as kimchi and sauerkraut, kombucha, fermented dairy products such as yogurt, kefir, and cottage cheese, tempeh, nacho, and miso, and other fermented soy products, and even some cheeses like Gouda and Gruyere. And they can, again, help because they have the live cultures. And so with they work along with probiotics in making sure that you're having a healthy gut. And that's also very important for your immune system because 70% of our immune system is based in our stomach. And so making sure that you're getting all the different types of foods, so the fermented foods, the fibers, etc., that can help with this. And so I know we're wrapping up very shortly, but I just wanted to let you know that Genesis, the electronic health record, not the band, it is going live on the 23rd of September. So today is the 23rd of August. It's about a month away. And so please just expect delays from what might have taken a 30-minute appointment might take an hour because, again, we are transitioning over from one record to one electronic health record to another. So just please be mindful of that. And but again, things should get back to normal within 3 to 6 months. And I'd also like to shout out to HM1, Ponder, Moy, and St. Louis of the NMRTU Bahrain as they are HMC selects. So we're very excited for our three corpsmen to put on their anchors.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. Hey, big shout out to all of you chief selects out there in Bahrain. You know who you are. And hey, if you see them out and about wandering on the base, be sure to give them a good pat on the back, some words of encouragement. As always, speaking of encouragement, I've got some warrior wisdom just for you. It comes from Henry Ford. Quote, "When everything seems to be going against you, remember that the airplane takes off against the wind, not with it." So as always, Bahrain, remember your OPSEC and protect your PII and CUI. Be sure to CYA from all those open source algorithms out there. This is Johnny Jams and
DJ Renaissance
signing out.